Congress this week passed a supposedly very strict lobbying reform bill. But in just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists what loopholes will be discovered in that new law. But first, let me tell you that Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. B.J. Liederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Amanda Gibson and produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Acton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rod Abid. Now, panel, what other loopholes will be discovered in the new lobbying reform law? Roxanne Roberts.
No white Bordeaux or champagnes, but all the man wine they can drink.
All right.
Charlie Pierce.
Well, you can still buy a senator an expensive meal, a trip to Tahiti, a round of golf at St. Andrews, as long as it's John McCain and he gets to yell at you about it later.
Only fair.
P.J. O'Rourke.
Well, actually, they will be allowed to accept restaurant meals from lobbyists, but only if the congressmen have a note from their doctor proving that they are bulimic and the meal will be returned.
Well, if we discover any of those loopholes, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much, Carl Castle. Thanks also to P.J. O'Rourke, Roxanne Roberts, Charlie Pierce. Thanks also to Ty Robertson and the staff of Vermont Public Radio. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.